Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Elio Chacon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is hit by the pitch. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Will reaches second base with a double. Ashburn moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Ashburn scores. Will moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Bauschi moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Purkey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Tapp moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMillan. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tap is hit by the pitch. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tap. The throw from Bailey and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Perky. Ashburn moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1. And the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Altman reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Perkey fields it and throws to first for the out. Tapp moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Purkey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Purkey moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Will takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will scores. Santo scores. Bauschi moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bob Grimm now pitching. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Altman moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Tapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatton moves to third. Tapp moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Tapp moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 7-0, Cubs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tapp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Post reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Post moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Anderson now playing first base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bausch hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Osteen now pitching. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Tapp hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.